You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. One gallery at the Queen's Museum is stocked with 22 bunk beds. That's where the audience sits while watching former homeless people stage a performance about their experience in jail. The project is by the LAPD, or the Los Angeles Poverty Department. The piece represents the height of activist art and the polar opposite of the global mentality of Manhattan museums. That's according to WNYC's art critic, Deborah Solomon, who joins us now. Good morning, Deborah.
Hi, Sagerius.
So I understand you were found sitting on an upper bunk bed at the Queens Museum on Sunday. What exactly happens in this show by the Los Angeles Poverty Department?
It's all true. I did find a perch on an upper bunk, which is the equivalent, I suppose, of an orchestra seat. But I want to say, first off, that I have an embarrassing confession, which is that I had never been to the Queen's Museum before. And I went last Sunday, and I was completely blown away by the place.
Why haven't you ever been to the Queen's Museum?
Well, like many Manhattanites, I'm probably guilty of thinking it's easier to get to the Louvre than to get to the Queen's Museum. But it turned out just to be a half-an-hour ride on the 7 train. And I went to see a performance called State of Incarceration, which is true, took place in a gallery that is now crammed with 22 prison bunk beds. And in fact, it represents really, I think, a pinnacle of both performance art and a kind of urban advocacy, because you do have former homeless people performing theater in the galleries.
Let's listen to a little bit of this piece.
Hey, Austin. Your mama's so fat every time she come back from the beach, she got a harpoon in her bag.
Adrian, your mama's so stupid that she puts paper on the TV and she says, has pay-per-view.
Sylvia, your mama's so dumb, she thought Tiger Woods was a forest in India.
So, Deborah, what's happening there?
We're hearing a clip from the performance State of Incarceration, which is meant to capture the experience of about a dozen prisoners who are passing time in a cell. And we, of course, are lying on their beds as they stand in the aisles and regale us with their stories.
You call this piece the height of activist art. What is activist art?
I think activist art is art that calls for social change and that probably puts that goal above aesthetic interests. In this case, we are looking at a cast made up of the formerly homeless, and that probably is the prevailing point of the piece, that change is possible. At the same time, I don't think the piece skirts its artistic obligations. As you heard, it's very funny and it's emotionally powerful.
So, Deborah, you know, the Queen's Museum just reopened after this big renovation. This is a bit of a bold choice for one of the first shows after the reopening. Do they want to restart with a bang?
Well, I think they're trying to establish that they are not a Manhattan museum and have very different objectives. They are trying to engage with the community at this point rather than simply add on more wings. And at a time when MoMA seems lost in a fantasy of expansionism, I think this is a good time for the Queens Museum and the Brooklyn Museum as well to really establish themselves as the museums that represent local artists and the local community.
You know, I don't remember seeing what could be called activist art lately at any of the big museums in Manhattan, like MoMA or, you know, the Metropolitan. Is that because that might not be very popular with tourists?
I think Manhattan museums have become obsessed with wooing tourists and wanting to have the most number of visitors of the year. And they are geared towards an international audience that, in the case of MoMA, is willing to pay $25 to visit. The Queens Museum, by contrast, really is appealing directly to a very diverse community, and the admission is pay what you wish. So most people pay nothing to go in. Museums are supposed to do two things. One is preserve objects, and the other is engage the community. And a museum like MoMA is no longer engaging the community. It's just engaging construction companies to put up more space. And I think the Queens Museum is getting away from the real estate game and really speaking to the people who use the museum. And it's relevant that a branch of the Queens Library is opening at the museum next year. They really want it to be a place where you go and stay.
And the point is, don't tell your tourist friends about the Queens Museum.
No, go. Everybody go. Many of us have never been to the Queens Museum. It's time. Go see the Unisphere and the great souvenirs from the 3940 World's Fair. Let me ask our listeners, have they been to the Queens Museum, number one, and do they want to go to see a piece performed by the formerly homeless?
Let us know at WNYC.org. Deborah Solomon is WNYC's art critic and the author of American Mirror, The Life and Art of Norman Rockwell. Thanks so much, Deborah.
Thank you, Sotirios.
This is WNYC.